जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपीजन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना क्षीरवनचारी यमुना क्षीरवनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना क्षीरवनचारी यमुना क्षीरवनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Stathara Sata Shishi Maharesi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Nityalaya Pravishta Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Stathara Sata Shishi Ma Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Amacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Premjaka Hoshi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaur Bhaktam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopina Samakunda Radha Kunda Ki Govardhan Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Mayapur Nabdib Dham Ki Ramanaiti Dham Ki Samaveta Bhakta Vinda Ki Glorious the Assembled Devotees, all glorious Assembled Devotees, all glorious Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga Pramadandi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 25, verse 11. Tam Twagatahang Saranang Saranyang. Sabhrecha saṃsāratara kutāra Jigyāsāham prakṛte purushasya Jigyāsāham Namami Saddharma Vidam Varishta Tang Tva Gatahang Sharanang Sharanya Sabhritya Sangsara Taro Kutara. Nigasaya Ham Prakrite Purushasya Namami Saddharma Vidam Varishta Tam Tvagatahaṃ Saranaṃ Saranyaṃ Sabhritya Samsara Tarokutaraṃ Nigyāsayaṃ Prakṛte Purushasya Namāmi Saddharma Vidam Varishtam Anybody else out there?
Tom, that person.
Twa,
unto you.
Gata,
have gone.
Aham,
I.
Sharanam,
shelter.
Sharanyam,
worth taking shelter of.
Sabhritya,
for your dependence.
Samsara,
of material existence,
Taro,
of the tree,
Kutaram,
the axe,
Jigyasaya,
with the desire to know,
Aham,
I,
Prakriti,
of matter,
woman,
Purushasya,
of spirit,
man,
Namami,
I offer obeisances.
Sat Dharma,
of the eternal occupation.
Vidam,
of the knowers.
Varishtam,
unto the greatest.
Translation.
Devahuti continued, I have taken shelter of your lotus feet because you are the only person of whom to take shelter. You are the axe which can cut the tree of material existence. I therefore offer my obeisances unto you, who are the greatest of all transcendentalists, and I inquire from you as to the relationship between man, woman, and between spirit and matter. Purport, Sankhya philosophy, as is well known, deals with Prakriti and Purusha. Purusha is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or anyone who imitates the Supreme Personality of Godhead as an enjoyer. And Prakriti means nature. In this material world, material nature is being exploited by the Purushas or the living entities. The intricacies in the material world of the relationship of the Prakriti and Purusha, or the enjoyed and the enjoyer, is called samsara, or material entanglement. Devahuti wanted to cut the tree of material entanglement, and she found the suitable weapon of Kapila Muni. The tree of material existence is explained in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita as an asvata tree, whose root is upward and whose branches are downwards. It is recommended there one has to cut this root, cut the root of this material existential tree with the axe of detachment. What is the attachment? The attachment involves Prakriti and Purusha. The living entities are trying to enjoy and to rather trying to lord it over material nature. Since the conditioned soul takes material nature to be the object of his enjoyment, and he takes the position of the enjoyer, who is therefore called the Purusha. Devahuti questioned Kapila Muni, for she knew that only he could cut her attachment to the material world. The living entities in the guise of men and women are trying to enjoy the material energy. Therefore, in one sense, everyone is Purusha, because Purusha means enjoyer, and Prakriti means enjoyed. In this material world, both the so-called man and so-called woman are imitating the real Purusha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is actually the enjoyer in the transcendental sense, whereas all others are Prakriti. The living entities are considered Prakriti in Bhagavad Gita. Matter is analyzed as apara, or inferior nature, whereas beyond this inferior nature, there is another superior nature. The living entities are also Prakriti, or enjoyed, but under the spell of Maya, the living entities are falsely trying to take the position of enjoyers. That is the cause of samsara bandha, or conditional life. Devahuti wanted to get out of conditioned life and place herself in full surrender. The Lord is Sharanya, which means the only worthy personality to whom one can fully surrender. Because he is full of all opulence, if anyone actually wants relief, the best course is to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is also described here as Sadharma Bidam Bharishtam. This indicates that of all transcendental occupations, the best occupation is eternal loving service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dharma is sometimes translated as religion, but that is not exactly the meaning. Dharma actually means that which one cannot give up, that which is inseparable from oneself. The warmth of fire is inseparable from the fire, therefore warmth is called the dharma, or nature of fire. Similarly, sadharma means eternal occupation. That eternal occupation is engagement in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. The purpose of Kapila Dev's Sankhya philosophy is to propagate pure, uncontaminated devotional service. Therefore, he is addressed here as the most important personality amongst those who know the transcendental occupation of the living entity. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshumulitam Yenatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Tapitam Jaina Bhutale Fayam Rupakadahmayam Dadati Sabadantiyam Mukam Kroti Vachalam Pangulanga Tegrin Yakipatam Ham Bande Shigurun Dinatar Vandehang Shigaro Shiutabadakamalam Shigurum Vaishnavamsha Shirupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tam Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Padijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shiradha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivashakam Vitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Giradha Shivasudhiga Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Tam Tva Gataham Sharanam Sharanyam Sabhritya Samsara Tarokutaram Jigyasayaham Prakate Purushasya Namami Sadharma Vidam Bharishtam. There's a lot of important words in the sloka, every word of the Bhagavatam. So, again, the English. Devahuti continued, I have taken shelter of your lotus feet because you are the only person of whom to take shelter. You are the axe which can cut the tree of material existence. I therefore offer my obeisances unto you, who are the greatest of all transcendentalists, and I inquire from you as to the relationship between man and woman and between spirit and matter. Prakritim purusham chaiva vidyanadi ubhavapi. So this prakriti purusha, these words come up a lot in the 13th chapter, 14th chapter of the Gita. 15 chapters are mentioned here specifically. Because the tree has to be cut. So the first thing, more or less, is mentioned about this tree in the beginning of the 15th chapter. And therefore it says several verses, first four verses. Adas chordvam prashvitas tashyasaka. The branches of the tree are all his material activities, desires, material world. Therefore, karmanu bandini manushu loke. They're bound by our karma. We're bound by the karma. Karma bandana, samsar bandhan. The Prabhupada also mentioned this, samsar bandhan kahantar. It's a quote. Not a quote, but it's mentioned. These words are given in Chaitanya Charitamrita and also by Narottam Bhaktivinoda. Samsar bandhan kahantar. That Prabhupada especially quoted that verse when people would jump ahead over the horse to eat the grass and try to become very advanced, immediately become advanced. So he would quote this verse. He quoted this verse in 76. Over and over, he was quoting it, Samsar Bandhan Kahantar, that the, especially because the people want to aspire to Gopi Bhav, one should be completely, have no affinity at all, no attachment to the body. Kahantar, where is that attachment to the Samsara Bandhan? If somebody is claiming to be on this level, he has to have completely free of the material body. Gradually one gets to this point. Vikriditam vajavaduhya idam cha Vishnu. One studies this philosophy in detail, but has to be very careful about it to get to this point. It's samsar bandha, free of samsar bandha. Vishaya, visham, bisha, satata kaino. Meanwhile, we're stuck in the material world and we're trying to enjoy, as it says here. The prakriti purusha, sometimes that could be confusing, and Prabhupada tries to, makes a good point here, a good attempt, a very best attempt to explain it. But it has to be studied over a long time. The purusha, prakriti stohi, punkti prakriti jangunam. Another verse in the 13th chapter describes karanam guna sangasha, sarasa yoni janmasu. One is getting his entanglement to newer and newer bodies in this material world by this identifying as Purusha, Purusha Prakriti. So Krishna's saying, yeah, you're a Purusha. It's kind of, but we're not the Purusha, we're the all Prakriti. So therefore the translation here, he's giving a double translation, man and woman and between spirit and matter. Pumsastriya metuni bhava meita. So in the material sense, Rishabhdev explains, that is everyone, because we're identifying as man and woman, all these problems are ensuing. The whole material world is based on this. Bhayam tivram, and it's causing intense fear, actually. Bhayam tivram navartate. Pradhana, if one doesn't understand Pradhana Purusheshvara, that who is the Lord, the actual Purusha. We know about the Mahapurusha, the different avatars of Vishnu. He's the Purusha. Vishnastu Trini Rupani Purusha Kyanyato Vadu. The three Purushas are given. They're the actual Purusha, but we're identifying. This is called this false Abhimam. Like we're worshipping Nitai because Nityananda Abhishuno Abhimanashuno. He has no of this identification in the material world. So therefore, we want to meditate on that. Nittai Pada Kamala. Koti Chandra Shishi. He can give mercy, just like here she's saying. You can give full shelter. So also he's representing Guru. He's representing Kapila Muni is the ultimate Guru also. Nittai is the Guru. We hear about that through Balaram and Nityananda. Britta Janma Gelotar. So the song is there that Britta Janma, we're uselessly spending. If we don't take to this jigyasaya, tata jigyasa, jivasya tata jigyasa, atata brahma jigyasa. The word is used here because one has to inquire. Kayami kenayama jaritapotra. Sanatha Goswami showing example, practically the most elevated, one of the most elevated persons in the world, but he's saying, I don't know who I am, I don't know who I am. So this is our position. Sanatha Goswami, he's asking, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, kayami kenayama jarit, why am I being afflicted? That means we're all being afflicted due to this false identity. In this material. Ki sukha lagiya, Narottam says, what pleasure did I get in this? No pleasure in this material world. If one wants to get to Vrindavan, to the actual forest, because we're here, and she's saying, I want to cut this tree, this tree of material existence. We've been discussing all the verses about cutting. Yadanu dhyasina yukta karma grantini bandhanam. Right in the first canto, in the beginning, we're told we have to cut. So not only axe, but sword, however we can cut it. Parimargata bhyam, yes. Nanafar tanti buya. And then in that Gita verses in the 15th chapter, Prabhupada's mentioning, cut it, find a satsanga, the satsanga by satsanga, asats. We're now in the asatsanga, satsanga chari. Karma bandha pas, satsanga chari, Artham says, because we not associating, people are not associating with Prabhupada, basically. They're not associating with the pure devotee. Therefore, there's book distribution. Take this book, read something, hear something, the holy name. Then you can come back to the real forest of Vrindavan, cut this mundane forest with this axe. So whether it's axe, sword, chindanti, kovidas, tasya, kona, koriya, patarateen, told to cut. The sadhu is someone who cuts. Prabhupada came, he was cutting. He was carefully cutting, but sometimes the surgeon has to cut. There might be some pain. So we have to get out. Utishtata, the guru is coming. He's telling, wake up. Utishtata jagrata prapya brahmabodhita. Wake up. Again, it says utishtata prapya. You've got a great boon. Rideyam ajan sulabam sudurabam. In the 11th canto, as Krishna speaking, I think directly. Rideyam ajan sulabam sudurabam. It's very rare to get the human form of life. And so many rascals are wasting it. And Prabhupada didn't spare. You find when he was probably be told, well, so-and-so is saying this, and the Mayavadi is saying that. No, they're all mudha. I don't say they're mudha, not me. Don't say I. No, Krishna say, avijananti maha mudha, manushim tana manushita. They don't take shelter of Krishna, then they're mudha, that's all. Just like you might think probably would be a little compromised. Many times someone compiled a big list of statements we're probably talking about how we don't compromise. So of course, we're not Prabhupada. Sometimes we have to be a little, and not everybody can speak. We have small mouth, Prabhupada. He can speak, carry the sword, Kadgada, what is it? Morasenapati. In the Chaitanya Mangal, and Prabhupada is described. Others say their guru is described, that's okay, no one's fighting over that, but still, there, it is said, Murasenapati, my great general will come with this sword, what is it, the sharp sword of the holy name especially, so we're not after, like the materialists, they want to kill anyone, for their own pleasure. But our sword is the holy name and our philosophy is speaking very strongly, if we can get a chance to, and have to be very careful. So Prabhupada was sometimes speaking strongly, Vajradapikato Rani, like a lightning bolt coming down. So in this way, she's asking, please cut it, take the axe. Imagine an axe. There's a story in the ninth canto about Kartiv Arjuna, how he stole, such a puffed up rascal, very powerful guy, but he stole the Kamadhenu cow from Jamadagni, the son of Parashuram. And then Parashuram realized it, and Kartiv Arjuna had 500 arms or something like that, 1,000 arms. Can't imagine such a thing, but he stopped up the river, like the whole Narmada River, with his arms, and caused a big, and then he took this Kamadhenu cow for his own pleasure. He wanted to enjoy it. So that, therefore, Parashuram, 21 times he killed all the Kshatriyas, just based on that. He took his axe, he also had bow and arrow, so this kind of heavy axe, he was moving at the speed of mind. And then later on, he became a little bit tired, and he started going at the speed of wind. We'll slow down a little bit, but he was killing with his axe. And so this axe. So we want to be cut. So how do we do? Tapasa, jigyasaya tapasa, hangse goro. And you read about in the fifth canto, Rishabhdev, he's speaking to his sons. He had 100 sons. And many wonderful instructions. We can all testify, many of us have read the Bhagavatam since I remember each book was coming out. So in the beginning, we only had the first. Still, this cutting is going on, even in the first canto. Every canto, there's some cutting. When you get to the fifth canto, then Rishabhdev is speaking to his sons. That came out in 76, I think, the fifth canto. So one should accept the guru, hangse guru, and jigyasaya. What does he do with the guru? He has to inquire. Karpanya. Arjuna has this mood. Karpanya dosha pahata sabhav. Prichchami sadharma. My dharma, as is mentioned here, is cheta. Brahmativa chame mana. In the first chapter, he was saying, my mind is all disturbed. Imagine that Arjuna was this great warrior, but he was very disturbed on the chariot. He saw this. He had so much compassion for his relatives. Although he caused so much mischief to him, still. Prichchami dharma samudha jeta. I'm completely in illusion. I don't know what to do. So all of us are in this predicament. Sanatana Goswami puts himself in this position, Arjuna, Sadharma Prichchas. Rupa Goswami in his so many 64 principles, first thing is accept Guru. Though Guru Ashraya, take shelter, and then Sadharma, you have to inquire. Pranipatena, Sevaya, and do service. By the service, Sevanu Rupa Ubaya Udayana Paravaratvam. By this service, this becomes a desire tree. If we want to get out of and cut this tree of material existence, we have to take to devotional service. Devotional service is the Kalpataru. Bhaktivinoda has a whole song book like that. Kalyana Kalpataru, the ecstatic desire tree. Upalabdhi, he has three different sections. Uchvash, Upalabdhi, attainment. So, and each, so many songs there. And many of them about samsara, samsara, about the samsara. Samsara sindhu tarane hridayam yadi syat. If you want to, sometimes the samsara is a tree, sometimes it's an ocean. Whatever it is, we have to surpass it. Get over, get out of this. Samsara sindhu tarane Hridayam yadi syat, sankirtanam atarase, ramate manaschit. You want out, Prabodhananda Saraswati says, that's okay. You're in this samsara, but sankirtan. You have to dive into this rasarnave, gora, gora rasarnave. This. So even if we're too lazy, too stupid, still Nittai is going. And he's splashing avani all over the world and flooding the world with this ocean of sankirtan. So we worshiped Balaram yesterday. And Nittai and Balaram, Hoilo Nittai, non-different. They're giving this mercy. Because in this ocean, Yatek Vichare, we may only put our toe. Sometimes we're very careful to put, many people come to the, we see them, they come to the kirtan and they go away and many years. Other people are, Yeyatamam Prabhajante. The more we surrender, the more we do that service. Some surataror, Ivite Prasada. This surataror, this is the desire tree, not this mundane tree. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Alokika, Vriksha. Amazing that he is the tree of devotional service, and he's Malikara Ami. He says, I'm the only gardener. What's going on here? I'm enjoying so many fruits. Therefore, he says, I'm giving you all these fruits. Amar agya, murag. My order is take those fruits. Patra patra vichar nahishtana. Don't mind if anyone is not qualified to taste the fruits of this transcendental tree. Just give them anyway. Then they taste it. And then it's described, the panchatattva. They become very satisfied when they see people eating the fruits of this tree of devotional service. Atarapatravicha nahishtanastan. Go everywhere, anywhere. And the tree itself is also, we should, our body is like the tree. We were discussing this very nice verse. If we understand that body is a tree, ekainosol, dvi, what is it? Vipalas trivit, huh? Triamula. So in one line, we have the Garbha Stuti. We discussed this about a year or two ago. This verse is such a great verse because it applies here to the tree. If we understand that the body is like this tree, it's based on one ground, a kind of soul, vipalas, but it has two fruits, happy to send distress, right? Triamulash, and three roots is Adhyatmik? No, the Mulanam, we're rooted in the three roots. Modes of nature. So there's one line, and there's four such lines in that verse. Trimalash, Chatur, Chatur Rasa, four types of rasas, which are the Dharma Artha Kama Moksha. Dharma Artha Kama Moksha. So in one verse given by the devas, Krishna's in the womb. Chaturvidu pancha. What? Five? Five what? Yeah, the five senses and the six miseries, sad, six miseries, which is, of course, hunger, thirst, illusion, birth, death. You can say there's actually sometimes 10 miseries, but there, given six miseries. So we have eight coverings, or seven coverings, sapta. The seven coverings are the skin, the outer skin, the flesh, and then there's marrow, there's bone, there's marrow, semen, blood, all these things, the seven coverings of this body. So this body is gonna die, just like the tree can be, any time will die, be cut. It is not the eternal tree. So we want to cut this material attachment. We have to consider Bhagavatam, these instructions. Navaksho means the nine gates, nine holes in the body. And dashachari, the 10 leaves, which are the what? Huh? Yes, the 10 life heirs. Sometimes we only talk about five life heirs, but there's 10, five minor ones. So we consider this body like this tree. It will be cut down at any time. It'll be finished. Bangarat yat upaiti cha. We embrace this body as ourself. Deho guru mama bharakti. when Krishna is telling Uddhava about the different gurus, when he comes finally to the body is the final guru, practically, because the body is teaching us so many miseries involved with it, so we have to become detached from the body. So if we think of this body like that, it's suffering these six circumstances, these dharmartha kama moksha. And this holy name is considered the panchama purushartha. This dharmartha kama mokshaya. Dharmartha kama mokshaya. So the final thing is liberation, but liberation is just not the ultimate sharanyam. So sharanagati is mentioned by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's a whole song book, and we read Dushtamana, so many songs about it. Prabhupada sang Bulya Tomari, Sam Sarayasya. Forgetting Krishna. In the beginning song, though, he describes these six things. Favorable, those things are unfavorable. And this is called Bhakatira Pram, these six symptoms of surrender that we have. This is the life of the devotee, the Vaishnavas. So most people in the material world, they don't have an idea that we should get out of it, why are we here? They don't even ask why. Sometimes they may ask, but there's no answer given. So therefore, the guru comes as a janasya krishnadvi mukasya daiva a dharma shilasya, because we've given up dharma. Dharma chari. It's that again in this Chaitanya Mangal. Duri deshi. Even those from Bharat Bhumi, he specifically calls on them. Bharat Bhumi Horlo. They've given up dharma. They had a chance for dharma. They've given it up. And they've gone other places. There, I've sent my Senapati Bhakti with the sharp axe, sword, to cut their attachment. So Prabhupada came, one man. Only one little, we heard about it. Today is the day that Prabhupada left. There's a little controversy, not really a controversy, but somehow it was explained in the Lilamrita that this man, Shishir Bhattacharya, claimed, we read about it this morning, he was the only one who was there. And then when Prabhupada's son heard about it, he said, no, I don't remember that man. I was there, I went with Prabhupada to the Jaladutas mentioned. He went on the Jaladuta. Today's the day that he set sail. So we're supposed to mention that, of course. But we read it a little more detail. But some of the detail may not be, when nobody knows this Bhattacharya. He claimed he was the only one there. But so when Prabhupada's son found out about this statement in the Lilamrita, he said, no, I was the only one there. It makes sense more that Prabhupada's son would be there, actually. So one of them was there. But so what Prabhupada is going on there with just some books, some cereal. One man going, Bharat Bhumite Hurlama, one. A to guru. So that, not that he was thinking, I am guru, I know. He was just doing this, his Shishadanta Saraswati Priya Ati. Because Siddhanta Saraswati is so great, Prabhupada felt this sharanyam, this surrender to him immediately. He thought, here's a real. His friend took him, Naran took him to the rooftop there in Calcutta. And Prabhupada was always the leader amongst his friends. So they said, if Abai Babu, Prabhu, if he sees this guru, and Prabhupada was saying, no, I've seen so many gurus since I'm a small kid. My father had all the sadhus coming to my house. Prabhupada said, even when I was three, I could see they were not something wrong. That Abhesha Jivanam, they were just living by dressing up like sadhus. Abhesha Opa Jivanam. But the actual guru is also like the tree. We're seeing this verse in the 10th canto, I think 22. And it's quoted in Chaitanya-charitamrita that varam janma. Krishna is praising the trees. So Kaviraj Goswami took that verse and he used it in Chaitanya-charitamrita to describe the great Sujanasyaiva, Pranopajivanam, Sarva Pranopajivanam. These great souls like Prabhupada,
Lokera Jivana. They're the life of the loka. Loka means the whole world. So therefore, Krishna is describing these trees are just like great souls. Vimukha, nobody goes away disappointed from such trees. Imagine, is it Krishna or Balaram describing? He's just glorifying the trees, Krishna. Can imagine trees in Vrindavan during Krishna's time and saying, wonderful desire trees. Prabhupada was walking in Vrindavan in 76, and Jadarani actually asked him, Prabhupada, these trees, will they go back to Godhead? And Prabhupada said, these trees are already in Godhead. So even we go to Vrindavan, we see these kind of scruffy looking trees. They don't all look like perfect desire trees, but depending on our eyes, Anjana, what is that verse in the Premanjana Charita Bhakti Valochana Santa Sadaiva, the Shanta, the great devotees, they're seeing it like this perfectly. Sometimes devotees would say, Prabhupada, you know, we're suffering sick and in Vrindavan, but that is your eyesight, it's tainted. Therefore, Shalakaya, we have to go to the Guru, this surgical instrument, and he cuts out the cataract of our vision, which is very poor. We cannot see. You know, this is the state of the material world. No more clocks around here. Can't see if it's 9, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Yeah. So, no time. It's said in the spiritual worlds, there's no time. How does it describe there? Nimeshardakyu vavrajati nahi tatrapi hi samadaya. There's passing of time, but it's done in a very wonderful way. It's always about eternal. It's not going to stop. Nakala, niyatra kalo. Second canon already describes that as spiritual world. There's no such influence of time, demigods, or anything such like that. Sometimes the residents of the spiritual world, they feel some compassion, just like, and they come. They, like Prabhupada, he was describing once in Mayapur, no, I didn't really want to come to this material world. And Krishna said, don't worry. Imagine Prabhupada actually described it one time. Said, that's okay, everything will be taken care of. Prabhupada said, and who knows, Prabhupada is, if I told you, you wouldn't believe it, he said, or if I told you, you would faint. Or sometimes he would say, it's not required. So on our own, we can understand Prabhupada, a great, great personality. And he's, what is he doing? He's simply bringing the other acharyas to, Bhulya Tomare Samsara, he's singing the songs, Anadi Karma Pale, as it's described here, Anadi Karma Pale, Paribhavanana Vajale. Julaya, there's no satisfaction in this material world. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that these six Tagodui, two thugs, they're taking me, karma, gyan. So we have to, yadvidyagyasaya, this word is used by Bhishma in his prayers. Yadvidyagyasa, even the greatest devas, they're all inquiring exhaustively, unlimitedly, still. Karachit, what's that verse? Yashya Karachit Rajan. Puman Veda Viditsitam. Yad Vijayasaya Yukta. What is the last line? Yad Vijayasaya Yukta. Muhyanti Kavayopi. You see, they're inquiring even forever. Exhaustively. It's impossible to get to the end of our inquiries. If we're reading the Bhagavatam, it means we're still inquiring. Prabhupada said, I read my own book. I don't give up reading. No, I'm hearing Krishna book. So, well, where is that? Where is it? Where is Krishna? Ka Krishna Niketana. Where is Krishna? Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself, and he wants to know, where is Krishna? Huh. Isn't it? Ha. Krishna, Krishna Trishna, Charam Batalambate. Thirst Trishna. We don't have thirst as described here. This tree, Kshutritidara Birma,
Brahmaji is describing how the detail, how bad it is. Full of hunger and thirst, always. Parikrama Maharaj says, Nabadate. I know I'm supposed to be thirsty and hungry, but I'm so satisfied. Kastripniya tirtipado bidana shatreshu vasurabhi ijamana. No one can be satisfied or finished with this Bhagavatam, hearing the Bhagavatam. Amrita. Yad getta amrita mashnute. Krishna tells Arjuna, you will taste the eternal. You will give up janma mrityu jara mukta. Mukto amrita mashnute. This material world means nothing but birth, death, disease, and old age. That's the only thing going on here. In illusion, we think there's something different, that there's some pleasure. Mrigatishni rupa, this illusion. Taru maru, there's one, that part of that song, Patistasha, by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. That song is about, I don't know, 18 verses. How many verses? Prabhupada sang the whole song of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, where he describes this kanaka kamani, that were attached to this gold and pleasure in this material. Ramani jana sangha sukham cha sukhe bayadam purushartha haram. It steals the parama purushartha, the fifth goal of life, attached to this material pleasure. Adharma shilasya sudukitasya. Therefore, we're suffering due to giving up dharma, giving actual dharma, giving up our actual dharma. Described there, Janalambido Bujo Kanakavada Sankirtanaika Pitaru Kamalata Vishwambaro Dijvaru Yuga Dharma Palo. The Yuga Dharma protection is being done by the Guru, the Acharyas, under the guidance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nittai, Janalambido Bujo Kanakavada. There are golden, long arms reaching to the knees, described there by Vrindavanas Thakur, full of mercy. And Yuga Dharma Palo, Vande Jagat Priya Karo Kurunavatao, Kuruna, full of mercy, they're full of mercy. They're not taking any hitakamya, they're doing everything. Pujito, therefore the six Goswamis are worshipable because they're simply doing Krishna Kirtan for our benefit. Jiva Artado Yo Muda, giving pleasure and the goal of life. Chaitanya Kripa Baro Bhivi Bhuvo Bharavahantara. They're carrying the burden of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, relieving the. Chaitanya was carrying a great burden. He said, I came with a great burden of Krishna consciousness. I brought it all the way to Varanasi, but I could not sell at full price. That means they didn't take full shelter. Therefore, I'm giving cut rate price, cheap. Kevalananda Khan, simply blissful. So, and it opens, and Nittai opens up the market of the holy name, Nam Hapta. And even Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in the market, he's taking the position of a barber and a tailor and a sweeper. So we all try to imitate, like Bhaktivinoda, very humbly. Although he's the greatest acharya, he's saying, I'm a tailor. I'm putting together, I'm taking and giving them new clothes, taking away their karma also, shaving them up, the barber, right? And cleaning, sweeping the heart. Shrimitam Sakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtan. Vidunoti Suhitsatam. He's the greatest friend, cleaning the heart. Hrida Roga Kam, because the heart is full. Kamanam Rija Sangraham. So, Ashesha Kamana Hridi. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says there's unlimited of these material desires in the heart that has to be clean. Hrida Roga Kama. Full of unlimited desires in the heart. So, purified by hearing this Krishna Katha, Hari Katha, holy name. So many things in this verse. And if any comments now, questions?
Hare Krishna. My question is how to feel that whether the all material existence is cutting from me. That is, when I can realize that When I become old, that stage I can realize. Or
I can't make out half of what you're saying, if anyone heard it right.
No, my question, the material is existence is going away from me. How I can realize?
What's going away from you?
Yes.
Huh? Oh, the question is what? Say it, somebody. Pundarik, do you hear it? How do you know? Prabhupada said you don't need a certificate. There's a quote, there's that 11th chapter, canto verse specifically about that, where, what is that verse? Bhakti parasranu bhava virakta ranyasya chaishatrika ekakala. And so three things are there. Ganga, you could say the three things, right? Tushti, pushti, kshud, anayo. Anupas, anu what? Anush. Means when you're eating, right, you get tushti, satisfaction and nourishment, pushti, and your hunger is reduced. So if those things are there, if you're becoming satisfied, nourished, and you're not craving outside things, then you're getting advanced, that's all. If you're becoming detached, that's what the beginning says. Bhakti parasyanu bhava means parasyanu bhava, you're getting parasya, a higher taste. Bhakti parasyanu bhava. And virakti means detachment. So it's very clear. You don't need a certificate. Oh, if I give you a nice plate of mahaprasadam with 10 preparation, all, each one perfect, and then I give you a piece of paper. I said, could you sign, please, this paper that you ate this and you're happy? No, you're just happy. That's all. You laugh. Just like when that Digby Jaya would come to Rupa Goswami or Sanatana to challenge. They say, okay, here, be happy. They didn't have to prove anything. Rupa Goswami. Yes?
So there's so much talk of cutting, you know, and Parshuram, cutting, and just so much of that. And you also mentioned that...
You could do good business. Trump could do good business with Band-Aids now.
So, we're fortunate because you mentioned the holy name, it cuts through everything, you know?
Sharpened sword of the holy name. That's from the Chaitanya Mangala. Tikshna Khadgad Nam, Ebe Nam Tikshna Khadgad Loy. I will take up this sharp sword of the holy name, because just the holy name is very pleasant and wonderful. There's everything in it, right? There's Bina, what is that? The verse that Bhaktivinoda says, Nam Bina Kichu Nahiko Ar. You don't need anything else, but also is the sword. It's also cutting. It naturally cuts. It's a very nice way of. But it cuts also, but it's very pleasant. It's not so, like getting run over by a train or something. Maybe it is.
It's so amazing because in some ages that was the process was, some severe meditation or.
Rahuganai ta tapasa nayati. This is what's spoken by Judd Bharat to the king Rahugana. He describes these other processes. Rahuganai ta tapasa nayati na cheja nirvipanad. Staying in ice cold water or by the sun beating down, surrounded by fire. Rogana tapasanya nacheja nirva panajativa. Bina mahatpadarajo bishekam. If one doesn't bathe in the dust of such great personality who's free of all these things, then he, no matter what else you can do, it's not going to do the job.
So even now, people may think, well, it just sounds too simplistic.
It's just what?
It's too simplistic, people may.
It's not that simple.
Feel that way.
How is it simple? It's 18,000 verses. You memorize them and tell me it's simple.
No, but I mean,
whoever says it, okay, memorize 20 verses, 50, 18,000, then say it's simple.
Even if someone
chant 64 rounds and then come back and say how simple it is.
No, but chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, even Madhavendra Puri, he gave up everything except for just chanting the holy name. So
who did?
Madhavendra Puri.
Yeah, that's Madhavendra Puri.
So, I mean, that's pretty amazing, just the power of the holy name and what it can do. In one sense, that's all we need to do all the cutting, everything that will bring all benediction upon us, correct?
Yes, it said the Nava Vida Bhakti Purna Nam Hoite Hoy. There's 9 types of Shravanam Kirtan Vishnu, and just by taking up the holy name, Nam, then it covers all of those. So,
Well, I mean, if chanting Hare Krishna sounds too simple for you, you can still go to the Himalayas and sit in a river or something if you want to. But it's not recommended. You don't have to do that. But if you can, if you want to, nobody's stopping anybody.
Tapo dibhyam putraka yena satushudyad pramasokyam tvanantam. You'll get... Anyway. Mahatsevam dvarvaha muktis tamodvaram yoshidam. Lord Chaitanya said what?
Time also, they criticize the devotees for being too sentimental, not being, you know, austere enough.
So. Yeah, well, because, you know, they study, mostly the only ones qualified to say anything are the Brahma Mayavadis, and they study Sanskrit, and, you know, so, you know, you can do that, it's not necessary.
We're just so fortunate to have this process.
Yeah, they can do the hard way, just like if you want to touch your nose, you can do like this, or you can just do like this.